UN OCHA spokesperson Saviano Abreu says Sudan's dire economic situation has made it difficult to provide urgently needed assistance to millions of Sudanese.
We're talking about a very complicated economic crisis. We're talking about different climate shocks as the floods that we have now. We're talking about violence and conflict, and you're talking about a country that is already facing chronic levels of underdevelopment. So this, of course, has a direct impact on people who need emergency assistance and also impact our capacity to assist them.
Abreu says Sudan also needs to carry out a countrywide mass vaccination campaign against polio for children under 5. But he says the humanitarian health sector in Sudan has only received 50% of the money they need this year. On top of that, Abreu says, Sudan's soaring inflation rate has made it difficult for aid agencies to deliver supplies to the people who need it most.
We have our budgets normally in dollars, because most of international organizations, humanitarian organizations who work in the country have the budget in dollars. With the inflation, and we have a parallel market that the numbers are increasing, that the exchange rate from dollars to Sudanese pound increases every day. But as international organizations working here, we use the official exchange rates to operate here in the country. So what happens is that we buy locally, of course, to also contribute to the economy, but to use the official exchange rate. So when the prices are increasing in a daily basis, our purchase power also is affected.
Abreu says a monthly cash transfer program that aid organization provided to help vulnerable Sudanese families is no longer enough to feed citizens. He says the Sudanese pound's depreciation against the US dollar has eroded families' purchasing power and ability to provide for themselves.
We can't do it anymore. We have to increase the amount that we are disbursing monthly to the people who receive this kind of programs.
The average price of many local food items has increased by 200% compared to prices in 2019, according to the World Food Program. For example, the price of sorghum is now 240% higher than it was over a year ago and more than 680% higher than a five-year average. Abreu says UN agencies and humanitarian partners are facing challenges to procure supplies as prices increase on a weekly basis. He says contracts are being delayed as vendors change their prices before a deal is finalized.
The same budget that we had in the beginning of the year doesn't allow us to have the same kind of purchasing power or the same kind of capacity to acquire the materials, the supplies, and the service that we need to assist the population with the official exchange rates that we have now. Also, the inflation, of course, comes with highest prices of fuel, and the shortage of fuel in the country is also something that impacts us.
More than 800,000 people in all of Sudan's 18 states have been affected by floods, according to the UN. Sudan's record-high floods this year have also destroyed millions of acres of crops and impacted access to water, hygiene, and health services, which increases the risk of communicable disease. Sudan's latest food security phase classification report estimates that nearly 10 million Sudanese are severely food insecure, almost a quarter of the country's population. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.